she very active in church or clubs or
things like that?
Where was she born?
She was born in Missouri. Whereabouts in Missouri, honey?
She was born in Christian County.
Christian County, Missouri.
James River in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And that's about 17 miles out of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Springfield, Missouri. Uh-huh. And my father and mother both died real young. I was real young. And not much about them because we left there when I was about 8 years old.
Where were your parents from? Missouri?
My father was born near St. Joseph, Missouri, a little town in Maysville. And my mother was born, I never did know the town when she was born, she always said, Illinois. And I can't remember the county now in Illinois. She always called it the county. And that's, and my father, though we were Scotch, Irish, and Dutch, my grandfather on my father's side came to Missouri when he was a boy, 19 years old, from Ireland. And the grandmother, his mother, was from Holland, and they settled in Pennsylvania. And that's by my parents both dying. You don't keep up with them so well when they're living. Bob's mother lived to be 101 years old.
101
years, 8 months, and about 20 days, I think.
He doesn't remember much about, he just loved to play with marbles and play outdoors. He ride his horse. He doesn't remember much about what they did when he's a youngster.
You don't speak Spanish, do you?
Yes, I do.
Did you grow up speaking Spanish?
Yes, I did. People ask me how I learned Spanish, and I ask them how they learned English. I learned Spanish the same way as they learned English, by talking to the Spanish people.
He had a Spanish maid that his mother kept all the time.
That way.
What about your parents? Did they speak?
My father spoke Spanish. My mother, she could understand and had what we call kitchen Spanish. She knew things
she
come up in the household.
Housemaid,
How fluent was your father in Spanish? Did he grow up speaking it?
I imagine so, because he could speak it. He was very fluent.
He had lived here. He came here in Encinal before the railroads and everything in 1984.
You had a Spanish maid when you were?
Yes, we always had a maid in the kitchen. She would wash the dishes and sweep the house and make the beds and things like that.
Did you have a maid to take care of you when you were little?
No.
What's it called, the Nana? You didn't have?
Not like a nanny, you mean in English? Well, they had someone all the time in the house. If his mother wanted to go somewhere, well, there's someone there to take
what
care of
him. What do you call it?
It's Nana or something like that. But the maid that takes care of the children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it is.
I don't know.
You
got either.